Welcome to the Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 podcast, bringing you ideas and resources for K-12 classrooms, schools, and school districts. Hosted by Steve Mileto. And now, here's Steve with this week's show.
Hey, this is Steve Mileto with Teaching, Learning, Leading, K12.com. Glad that you're joining us today. We've got with us Darby Jones, who's the CEO of Arts Now. Hey, Darby.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great, and I'm glad to have you with us. And I had a really cool experience the other day where I met you for the first time and got to see what your program's all about when I went to an elementary school in one of our districts here, and they had an Arts Now day going on, I guess, if it is. And what I'd like to do is, before we get into that, I'd like to just start by you telling us a little bit about yourself and your background before we get into the program itself.
Sure, absolutely. So I come from the classroom. I came down to Georgia after receiving my master's in education, came down to Atlanta and taught for a middle school, Inman Middle School for the Atlanta Public Schools in 1999. You know, time flies. So I was in the classroom for just shy of 10 years. During that time, I served as the Fine Arts Department Chair, and I started working at the High Museum of Art. I was the visual arts instructor, so that's my background. Started working at the High and then was recruited to be an adjunct professor at the Atlanta College of Art. When Savannah College of Art Design, SCAD, moved up to Atlanta, they basically took over ACA, the Atlanta College of Art. So my dean took me over to SCAD. So I was teaching there and served as the visual arts consultant for this nonprofit called Arts Now. And I moved over full-time to Arts Now in 2008, so I guess we're going on 6 years here. I began as a program manager, and we have grown and expanded and reorged several times, and so I've been serving as CEO and president for about 2.5. During that time, we have spread. We're based out of downtown Atlanta, right at the corner of Georgia State, the old United Way building. But we're serving schools in a wide geographic space. So we have schools way up in Bexar County and Cherokee County and Gwinnett County, and then south, both Clayton and Coweta counties, as far south now as Dublin City.
Yay!
yeah, which is fantastic. We're so glad to continue that partnership. I think we're in our third year working with the folks down in Dublin, and it's just been terrific. We're also just moving into Richmond County, moving into Augusta. So it's exciting for me seeing the amount of schools spreading and becoming really a network where we have teachers from schools in one district going to other districts, visiting other schools in other geographic regions and sharing best practices, sharing ideas, sharing lessons, sharing units, instructional units that are all based around this idea of integrating the arts. My previous background, underground, was in painting. So I am by trade, I guess, a visual artist. But then the education just came, and it's just sort of flowed together. Arts Now is a true collaborative, so it's multi-arts based, all of the arts disciplines. So we partner with the Atlanta Ballet Center for Dance Education. Savannah College of Art and Design, as I mentioned, is our lead for the visual arts. We partner with Emory University Center for Creativity, and really primarily the music department at Georgia State, but also their Center for Collaborative and International Arts. We have a larger series of community collaborators that include Synchronicity Theater Company and a few others, and then some folks on the national stage. So CMIE, which is based out of the Met Guild in New York City, the Center for Music and Education, is helping us with our research and evaluation, as well as Lesley University, which is based out of Cambridge, right at the corner of Harvard Square up in Massachusetts.
So that's amazing.
Yeah, it's just really exciting for us, I think, you know, spreading these ideas and a really strong approach to teaching and learning through arts integration.
That's incredible. I've got to say that, and even though what I'm about to say might be a little controversial to some, you know, after AYP, which saw a lot of schools and school systems eliminating lots of arts programs. This is nice seeing a direction to bring that back into the schools and show and share the importance of the arts. Because
you're absolutely right, and I think in our schools we platform the art specialists that are already there. We don't seek to. I think that all of the folks on my team at Arts Now are arts educators. Many of them have spent a good amount of time in the classroom, so we're not an organization that seeks to ever replace the sequential arts in education framework. That is critically important, and we see the arts, of course, as a core discipline, just like language arts, math, science, and social studies. But the integration piece is powerful because I think, one of the things that we're seeing is students are learning sometimes in silos. They spend 40 minutes in science, then they move over, they have 40 minutes in Georgia history or social studies, 40 minutes in math, and things are pretty well contained within content disciplines and within those sequential set of standards. And what we seek to do is create that transfer so that the arts really serve as a bridge between disciplines so that students are identifying the same concepts in both math, science, language arts, and in their arts classes. And I think when you get that infusion or that synergy and kids are starting to make those connections between disciplines, meaningful learning can take place. And then they remember, the retention piece is huge. I'll tell you, regardless of what school I am and what school district I'm in, I consistently hear, Darby, I'm saying something to my students on any given Monday, and by, Wednesday, Thursday, there are times when, the kids forget that I've said it at all. That's a problem. It's tough for teachers.
Yes,
because,
it is.
then they're frustrated because they're doing an immense amount of reteaching. So how do we as professionals then change the dissemination, change the approach, bring in the arts as a means to engage, bring the engagement up? And I think there's a sweet spot when you have the cognitive track and the creative and the social and the emotional and the artistic track. When you get those running in tandem, like, on a track and a, a train, if you will, there's a sweet spot where learning is meaningful. They're, kids are being creative. They're showing their knowledge and demonstrating their knowledge in different ways. And then they're remembering, they're retaining because they're invested. So I think, from my perspective, it's a win-win because when our teachers are doing less reteaching and kids are getting it the first time, they're happier and their enthusiasm is then contagious to their kids.
Most definitely. It's going to help with your energy levels as a classroom teacher because there's nothing more draining than you're going, we worked on this and we still don't get it? Okay.
No, you're exactly right. And so, it's regardless of whether we're, at a school with a low socioeconomic population. We work in a lot of Title I schools. But it's the same issue with the public schools that are in tough areas and have kids that are coming from backgrounds that aren't necessarily ideal. Same issues that we have at when we're working with teachers and students at Westminster. So I think, seeing things from a larger context or, from a bird's eye view, they're the same issues. And so, I think the arts integrated approach is just a good one. It's one of many best practices. But I think it's proven for us to be correlating with some positive outcomes for kids, for teachers, and for school culture.
Excellent. Let me ask you a couple of things, because like something before I started recording that we talked about, I wanted to say again. So sorry that we have to redo it because I liked your reaction in the beginning. But, one of the things that I was saying to you is that I attended the program. I was invited to come watch what was going on at the Arts Now Day at the school, and I really didn't know what was going on. I thought I was going to look at elementary school art. And instead, and it was really exciting because when I got there, and by the way, not that looking at elementary art would not be engaging. That's not my point.
No, of course.
That's not my point. My point is that what was really exciting was that from class to class that I went in, I'm looking at teachers working with kids, and for example, one of the classes I saw, the kids were in small groups, like three to four kids, and they were coming up with these songs that used numbers in math and had patterns, And the kids had to guess using those. They had to figure out the pattern to figure out what the song was.
Sure.
And then another class, they were using you know, drums and a little drum and doing a little song and dance routine also. And the first word that comes to my mind is the kids were engaged. And you know, when we're recording this right now, we're very close to their holiday break, to their Christmas break. And
sure.
And so to see the kids so engaged like they were in the academics of the class, what I wanted to do is just get you to kind of talk about what was it that I was seeing.
Sure. So our training is multi-layered, but our main focus is equipping teachers with some new strategies, some different strategies to incorporate the arts. So for example, our training includes things like teaching fractions and proportion through looking at masterworks. They're looking at traditional portraiture from the High Renaissance. You know, we're looking at teaching poetry and parts of speech through movement and through choreography. So going back to the first part of your statement about not kind of knowing what to expect, you know, when you hear the name Arts Now, I think there's an immediate assumption that either we're solely focused on working with fine arts teachers, or that you're going to see a performance and a product. And conversely, what we talk about 99.9% of the time is the process of instruction. That, you know, we certainly want students to be creating products and to be creating innovative solutions, but it's also the process with which teachers are disseminating that knowledge. So incorporating, looking at art pieces and looking at pieces from museums around the world and investigating and asking questions and leaving things open so that students are thinking both creatively and critically. And hopefully those habits of mind then are developed and just kind of move seamlessly into other subjects like science, so that the scientific method and the thinking that goes into creating a hypothesis and then asking questions, doing research, and then coming up with conclusions, so that that process just becomes kind of a habit of mind. So our training is really focused on the approach with which teachers disseminate their knowledge, so that it's not teacher, you know, lecturing to student, where, you know, there's the old picture where you see, you know, someone in the front of the room and then, you know, you're kind of opening up students' heads and then dumping information in.
Right, right, right.
Rather than kids actively participating in the learning process, creating choreography, creating raps to coincide with ideas and concepts that they need to know. I was in a classroom just a couple weeks ago where we had, fourth grade students creating life-size moving plant animal cells. The students that were observing, you know, taking turns observing, would then have to identify the organelles that were within the cells and what function those organelles served and why they were able to identify those organelles. That type of engagement and that type of active learning just seems to be so much more effective. And I think, you know, Steve, it's interesting. As an adult, I think we're the same way. Working at the High Museum for 11 years, there are lectures that I go to where, you know, it's easy for me to check out unless I'm engaged and I'm up and doing and being
right.
Part of the instruction.
Right. I've been on that planet many a time.
Yeah. So I think, you know, what we consistently see in our schools is students just, you know, being active, being interested, being engaged, because the approach is different. You know, they become the learner teacher instead of just the learner. They're teaching one another, they're participating, and they're demonstrating for their peers and to the teacher what they know.
Excellent. So tell me a little bit, because you started touching on this.
Sure.
Are there specific activities that you teach the teachers how to use, or is it about looking at the subject and then helping them figure out how to develop the ideas?
Sure. That's a great question, and it's really, to answer your question, it's both. We have a 2.5-day a foundational seminar that's just like a large-scale arts integration conference. It's very similar to the CETA conference, Changing Education Through the Arts at the Kennedy Center. We're a very similar model in terms of our implementation, but just on a smaller scale. We're obviously not the Kennedy Center or as large as the Kennedy Center. But that 2.5-day conference takes teachers through general session times where they learn about the research behind arts integration as a best practice, and, you know, what has happened before to lead folks to believe that this is, you know, a great way to teach and an effective way to teach. But there are also 6 different breakout sessions delivered by our primary collaborative team, which I mentioned, the Atlanta Ballet, SCAD, Emory, GSU, and our community partners. Those breakout sessions really model lessons. So there is a lesson on, I think I had mentioned, you know, choreography and poetry. There's a lesson on playwriting, theater, and literacy. So those types of things. So those would be more concrete ideas. We have a lesson plan bank of right around 250 lesson guides that are available on our website and free to download. And we're just, you know, sending those out to the world. And we're contributing now, working on contributing to Arts Edge, which is the portal for the Kennedy Center. They have an interest in some of the things that we're doing with math and science down here in Georgia, which is exciting.
That is exciting. That's very good.
Yeah, it's going to be great. But one of the things I think that is attractive for schools and school systems is that we recognize that, you know, within a specific district, you know, any given district, within that district, you're going to have, you know, a cohort of schools or a cadre of schools that have very different needs. The academic gaps from one school to the next are going to be slightly different. And so we are developing new content all the time to address those specific needs of the teachers within the building, either specific standards that are difficult to teach, you know, fractions, disciplines, decimals, regrouping, things like that in math, and then some of the other things in science just, you know, pop into my head. The content is really being developed on a daily, weekly, monthly basis so that we're increasing our lesson plan bank that we can share, but also we are designing things specific for the schools and the teachers that we're working with. So it's both, we're giving them, it's like you know, we're giving the fish, but then we're teaching the teachers to fish as well.
Right.
So
right.
That we're teaching, hopefully, teachers to think differently so that, you know, learning and modeling and observing, then they're creating.
Gotcha. How is this set up? Do you work, does the, like a teacher approach you, a system approach you, a school approach you, or do you approach them? I mean, how do they end up
sure.
working
no,
with you?
And again, that's a great question, and it's all of those.
Okay.
we are sometimes approached
all
by, yeah, right, exactly. By the system level in Gwinnett, our relationship was really at the system level, and they were choosing the schools that we were to work with, and this relationship is going on since, you know, 2006. But, you know, teachers do talk to one another, and all teachers also move from school to school. So we've had a lot of referrals just in terms of that geographic expansion with either principals moving from one system to the next and then saying, you know, we need arts now in this system or in this school. So it comes from teachers, it comes from principals, and then it does come from the district level. So it's a hard question to answer just because it's all of the above.
That works. I was just curious about that. It's one of the things I was thinking about as I was watching the teachers working with the kids. And I was like, I wonder how they went about doing this. One of the things I want to ask you about is when you're working with teachers, what is one of the most challenging aspects of working with the schools and the classroom teachers?
Sure. This one is easy to answer. I think with our teachers that have been teaching in a traditional manner for X number of years, there are times when changing teacher practice is a challenge because it's, you know, you have to establish a rapport with any given teacher so that you're not asking the teacher, as a professional learning provider, so that you're not asking the teacher to do one more thing. You know, I know being in the classroom for 9 years that I was bombarded with things to do that didn't have anything to do with instruction, you know, that didn't have anything to do
with the
time with my kids. So we get it. And, you know, the folks that are teaching artists get it because they have spent time, you know, teaching in the K-12 classroom. So there's that. It can't be one more thing, but it does have to be something where you establish a safe, almost a quote-unquote safe space with a teacher or a group of teachers so that they're willing and open to try something different, you know, to change the way that they have been teaching the same lesson for 12 years, you know, that there is a different way. And if they do something different, if they change their delivery, if they change the approach, if the kids are more involved and actively participating, then the result is different. So I think, you know, one of the things that I think has made us more effective, Steve, is to incorporate the idea of model teaching.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is not only working with the teachers, because they're really our first touch, is working with the teachers, doing these on-site workshops, doing collaborative planning, sitting down and looking at curriculum maps, you know, talking about these lessons that have already been developed. But now, I think for the past probably two and a half years, we're working with, when we are going into a school, one of the things that we do is set up times for model teaching demonstrations. So, for example, someone from the Atlanta Ballet will come in and actually teach students, and teachers will observe. Those times, I think, have been incredibly impactful from my perspective, because even the resistant teacher will see the students that he or she knows well, you know, can almost expect their reaction, their student's reaction. All of a sudden, when the approach has changed, or when, you know, there's a really high level arts integrated lesson that they're witnessing, all of a sudden they're seeing their kids react differently. And, you know, I get it, because when I was a teacher, you know, it'd be time to get my PLUs. You know, I would go to these, you know, conferences and professional learning seminars and PD workshops, and some of it was great. But there were times when I would be thinking, you know, I was in the middle school classroom, there'd be times when I was thinking about that fourth period class, and I would think, gosh, I don't know if I can pull this off. So if we can come in and actually demonstrate with students, with their students, very often teachers realize that this isn't, it's not rocket science. It's just changing the way that the information is delivered. So I think that has helped us bridge that gap, because the teacher resistance to change is probably our biggest issue. We just have gotten better at it along the way, you know, and I would hope that we would, and we have. I think, you know, for our research and evaluation purposes, we're seeing a real change in teacher practice through both, you know, digital portfolios from teachers, but also, you know, pre and post surveys and more qualitative measures, like just, you know, talking to teachers and having them write down success stories of lessons that they've developed outside of ArtsNow, but probably in consequence from ArtsNow training, that they're, you know, the willingness, we're breaking down some of those barriers.
Gotcha. Let's talk about from the kids' perspective. Tell me what, you know, the interacting with the kids and getting to see them interacting in this manner. And, you know, I noticed it that day when I was watching. I mean, the kids couldn't wait to get started.
Sure.
And I thought that was cool. So can you talk a little bit about from the kids' perspective participating?
Oh, absolutely. You know, all of our schools that have implemented ArtsNow school-wide have ArtsNow focus days. You know, the arts integrated teaching is a normal part of daily practice, but they do have ArtsNow days where they open up the doors to the community. We're there, you know, the ArtsNow team is there, but then there are other folks in the building that are able to see these kids that are taking part in the arts integrated lessons. I think one of the most powerful things for visitors and for me is seeing the kids realize that learning at school and being in the classroom can be fun, that there can be joy in learning. And
imagine that, right?
Yeah, imagine that. And it's, you know, it's a big one.
Because yes, it is.
Think about, you know, the national average of kids that don't graduate from high school is 30%. In Georgia, it's 51%. So we do have some issues to overcome. With that said, if we can encourage kids to believe and promote their beliefs that learning can be fun, learning can be enjoyable, school cannot be a horrible, boring place to go, that they're going to be involved and invested and engaged, and the arts are going to be part of the fabric, then you see it on the kids' faces, and you see their role in the classroom change from passive receptor to participant, to teacher, to collaborator, to facilitator.
Excellent. Let me as we're kind of drawing in on closing,
sure,
our conversation, tell me a little bit about, is there anything that you'd like to share that I haven't asked you about yet?
Sure. I think just that, you know, our focus here at ArtsNow is one of process, as I mentioned. I think, you know, one of the most important points that I can make is that from an organizational standpoint, that we value sequential arts and education, you know, sequential education for music, for visual arts, for dance, and for theater. But that, you know, the intersection of disciplines, I think, really does make sense. You know, when you think about innovation, when you think about the 21st century, innovation, invention, the creative and critical thinking does happen very often at the edge of where disciplines meet. And they very often don't happen just in silos. So I think, you know, as we look at the next generation of kids that will be, you know, taking our place here in a few short years, I think the transfer of knowledge from one discipline to the next, and the realization that that everything is interconnected, that they are not only going to be answering questions, but they're going to be finding the questions. They're going to be problem finders and not just, you know, folks that are answering problems and you know, taking tests, but rather demonstrating their knowledge in lots of different ways.
Oh, that's excellent. That's, you know, that concept of discovery and you know, is huge. I mean, the idea that, you know, it's funny. I think adults forget this. I mean, there's a reason why you know, the Indiana Jones movie franchises were, you know, have made so much money and continue to make,
yep,
even without having the movies at, you know,
yeah,
on the big screen. And it's that idea of discovering and being someone who's got their hands getting dirty and having adventure out of that. And
exactly,
that's excellent. Just as a note, I don't get any residual effects from, you know, mentioning Indiana,
sure,
Jones. All right.
Yeah, yeah, no, of course, right.
Just
they are great movies, for sure.
Just kidding. Thought I had to say that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's tell the listeners where they can find you on the web or in social media.
Sure, absolutely. So our website is very simple. It's www.artsnowlearning.org. And through the website, there's a link for us on Facebook, and you can get directly to me if you click on the staff tab. And we continue to have an interest in our expansion across the state and adding new schools. Our team is just a great group of high level folks from the universities and higher institutions here in Atlanta that are continuing to do the work. So we're anxious and excited to work with more teachers, more schools, and more school systems, and see the results that we want. You know, I think from our perspective, it's the positive outcomes both academically, but then it's the positive outcomes, you know, socially, emotionally. It's the positive outcomes for teachers who are finding more happiness in their teaching because they're doing less reteaching and they're learning some new skills as well. So we're, you know, excited to talk to anyone and everyone and excited to continue to do the good work.
Well, that's excellent. Well, Darby, I greatly appreciate you joining me today and telling us all about ArtsNow. And I hope that our listeners will bombard you with, you know, wanting to have you come out to their school. So I wish you the best of everything and health. Enjoy the holidays and best wishes to you.
Thank you so much, Steve. I really appreciate it. It's been a great pleasure.
Take care now.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, listeners. We want to remind everyone to check out all of our digital content at teachinglearningleadingk12.com. That's teachinglearningleadingk12.com. You can also find our podcast on iTunes. Just search Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 in the iTunes Store. Check back often for updates and new material.
have been listening to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, recorded in Eastman, Georgia, at the Heart of Georgia Precinct.